What's up, everyone? Oh, welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. Emma, what are you laughing at?
I just watched Hannah scarf down gnocchi, it looked like. I don't
It
know. Is
was
it
tortellini,
gnocchi?
but yeah,
Oh, tortellini.
tortellini.
Anyway,
I was
we're
really
ready.
hungry. This week I am swamped, you guys. I am so swamped with schoolwork. So, that's why I needed a snack before I ate, because otherwise I'll get hangry. And I don't think anybody wants that.
No, not me. Especially I'm the only one you're talking to right now, so I don't need that.
Well, I talk about people too. That's the
That's
problem.
fair. That's true. We don't need that. We'll be on our best
No, we
behavior
don't.
for this episode. Except, I don't know. I got a lot to say about that race. And
Oh, yeah.
we'll get into it. Full disclaimer, neither of us watched the sprint. We saw Lando give up the win for Oscar, just paying back what Oscar did in Brazil. Snaps, I guess. I don't know. Like, he wasn't supposed to, which I thought was interesting. He just did it anyway. Like, they had a call saying we're happy with these positions, like don't switch, but they did anyway.
I think it's important to talk about qualifying because of Max and George, though. So.
Okay. From my understanding though, they were both on cool down laps. Is that not correct?
So when I listened to the commentary back, they were saying if George was on a timed lap, it would have been a penalty. But if he was not, then it was not a penalty. But I guess we don't know what happened in the deliberation room with the FIA afterwards, because Max and George both have to go in and plead their cases before a decision is made about the penalties. And we don't know what happened in that room, but from what Max said in the media, George was hardcore trying to make his plead his case that like he was on a timed lap, even though it didn't really seem like it, but he was really trying to make that point because if he was on a timed lap, then Max, that was a slam dunk penalty. Like it would have been easy to call.
I swear George was not on like a push lap or like an out lap or anything. Like I thought they were both like on slower laps. Sure, maybe that's the case and Max was slower than normal, but and that's like well, that was like the quote unquote like impeding, but George I don't think George was on a timed lap. I don't know. Anyway, so Max hates George. Lost all respect for George. He's super nice in front of the cameras, apparently, quote unquote, says Max. I
But a
believe
different
it.
guy behind the scenes, he said that.
I believe it. I could
You
see
believed
that.
it?
Yeah, I could see that. I don't trust a man with eyelashes that long.
You keep going back and forth on George, and I think you need to stay away from either saying you like him or you don't, because you keep going back and forth.
It changes every episode on whether, because I
Yeah.
was like, oh, end the season as a George fan. Like, he had a really good race. But now I'm just like, don't trust him. Well, I mean, I don't have anything against him that I personally can't trust. And I'm going to use that lightly because we don't need a repeat. Anyway, I don't know. It was interesting. And the one place grid penalty. One place grid
Right,
penalty.
that was weird, right? Because normally an impeding penalty would be 5 places,
Yeah.
but I wonder if they were like, well, it was 1-2. Like George would have qualified second anyways, so just swap them. But like then here's where we get into the conversation already about like that's a judgment call. That's not a by the book call. Like if an impeding call in the book is a 5-place grid penalty, it should be a 5-place grid penalty for everyone, no matter what the situation, no matter if you are essentially swapping places with the person you've impeded or not. Like it shouldn't have mattered that George was right behind him, but I guess they made a judgment call, and I guess that was enough for them that George would be promoted to P1 and that P2 was enough of a punishment for Max, when like P1 or P2 is not a punishment for Max because he has such great starts and they should have known that. But the FIA was off on pretty much everything this weekend, so this was
Right?
just the start of like a, yeah.
Yeah, it was the start of just like one insane call after another.
Right,
But
right.
I don't get it. Impeding, 5-place grid penalty. Or 3-place, sorry. Sometimes we see
It's, you're right. You're right. It is 3.
3-place grid penalty. Like, that's what we know to be the rule. Like, I'm just thinking of all the other times we've seen it. And we've talked before about how sometimes it's not fair for the person who got impeded because they're still stuck way back there. Like the first thing that comes to mind is like Lando and Charles at Monaco like last year when Charles got a 3-place grid penalty, but Lando was still stuck in like P6 or P7. So like if they want to switch it up, if they want to be like, okay, let's make it more fair for the person who actually was affected, why are you doing that the second last race? Like, why
Yes,
wouldn't
that
you just like wait until new season, new regulations, like maybe look at the rule book again? Like, you're gonna make this absolutely insane 1-place grid penalty call at the second last race. I see, that's what blew my mind. And so for Max to get the lead right off the bat and keep the lead, good for him. Like, absolutely.
Well, and that was typical Max screw the FIA behavior. Because that's what he does. Like, that's Max disagrees with something, he will do something about it. And that I don't, I obviously he wants to get off on a good start anyways, but I think this one was like, I need to get off on a good start because it doesn't freaking matter what penalties the FIA gives me, I'll still be in first. I think that probably was his mentality.
I think that if Max ever quits Formula One before his contract is up, or like if it'll be because the FIA, because of like some ridiculous, like if I could see Max just like having enough and being like, okay, I'm done. Do you know what I mean? I could see that
That's
happening.
fair.
I
No,
felt,
but
I could see it happening. I just, all Max wants to do is race, and like these calls were ridiculous. What other calls happened this race? What, okay, what even
oh,
happened during this race?
okay. Okay. So
Do you have notes? I have notes.
I do. Actually, I'd like to go back to qualifying because when Max set his pole, his P1 lap, well, first of all, it was the first one that he had gotten since Austria. But Christian got on the radio and said, "Well done, yabba dabba do, Max." Why did he do that?
Because George said it.
But he must have known that there was some sort of impeding with George, and he went on the radio and said, "Yabba dabba do."
Maybe they were making fun of George.
Right, but.
But no, but this would have been before the call to like, that would have been
I
before.
know, but they would have heard Mercedes on the radio, George get on the radio and say Verstappen just impeded me. So that was like that was literally a fuck you to Mercedes to George
I didn't catch that. That's funny though. I didn't
when he
see that.
already like
Yabba dabba do.
I don't respect that move from Christian because I just think that's weird behavior. It would have been like George saying simply lovely and then still finishing behind Max and qualifying. Like, it doesn't get, you didn't do anything. Like, Max still got a penalty. He still started behind George. So, what's with the yabba dabba do?
It's just pettiness. It has to be
Pettiness. It's
just from
weird.
Christian Horner. Wow.
Weird. Weird behavior. Right off the first lap, first corner, you had Franco and Esteban, and also Hülkenberg was involved. That was the end of Franco and Esteban's day. Unfortunate, but it was a racing incident. I don't think there was any supplementary discipline for any of those drivers.
Okay, pausing this because we're meant to talking about Esteban. So that's his last race. He's out in the first lap, and now he's no longer racing in Abu Dhabi. He's not racing in the last race of 2024. So he's finished off his season with chaos at the first corner. And like, I don't think that's fair, and I want to know the decision-making process to for like, do you know what I mean? Like, where did this come from for Esteban to not finish out the season, like the
I
last
don't see it
race?
as much of an issue because what they've had issues with Esteban and his teammate abilities this year, then he's not performing. Why would you not give Jack one race to I literally like four podcasts ago said take K-Mag out of the car and put Ollie in for the rest of the season because why not set yourself up for next season? This season's a wash at this point. Alpine had a terrible season.
Yes.
Other than one race last week.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I know Esteban has not had a good Alpine in general, not a good season. But Esteban, he's been with Alpine Renault for
Long
years,
time.
long time. Got them their first win, first podium. Like what, his first podium back in Monaco, he got third place. And then yes, for the first team win this year. And I just feel like it's a respect thing. And we talked about it with Danny Ricciardo too, that Danny Ric didn't get the send off that he deserved. I mean, granted, he's much bigger in the sport than Esteban Ocon is, but like there was so much discourse about being like Danny should have had like one last race to like that we could celebrate him. And so I just, the fact that the same thing now is happening with Esteban, it's just like, well, that's it, you're done, goodbye. We're gonna get someone else in there to finish off the season. Like, I just think it's like the team is just, it's disrespectful. And that's how I see it. And maybe, honestly, maybe Esteban was part of this decision. Maybe he was like, it's fine, I'm done, I don't care. But I don't like it. I don't think that's the way the driver should end their run with a team.
That's fair. He may very well have been a part of it, like you said. But I think that if we learned anything from Daniel Ricciardo and that whole situation, like, and just like teams in general dropping and picking up drivers, like loyalty really doesn't mean a whole lot in this sport
It
unless
hurts
you.
me.
I know, but I like look what's happening with Lewis Hamilton right now. Like he's been given a worse car. He's not been given like strategy opportunities ahead of George, like, and he's a seven-time world champion. He won seven championships with that team. They didn't even want to renew his contract. Like, I just think that there's like countless examples where like loyalty and like relationships don't really mean a whole lot in this sport. And this is Esteban, yeah, it like sucks. I just think it's like another example of like stuff we've seen so far. That makes sense.
I guess.
And like, we don't have to agree with it. Like, I mean, I probably would have done the same thing and given Jack one practice round. I also am not an Esteban fan.
Yep.
I would have honored Danny Ric's last race differently, but I am a Danny fan. So like it does definitely like sway my opinion on the different occurrences, but I just think that like this is unsurprising, if that makes sense.
Definitely not surprising. It's just like unfortunate. That's
Right.
it.
Yeah.
That's what I see. So yeah, Jack is taking over for the next race this season. I've saw many people say that that means Logan Sargeant is going to finish 24th in a 20 driver lineup for 2024, which is funny, but not. I mean, it's funny, but like it's sad.
You know what? But what's worse? Logan Sargeant having 0 points after what did he race? 12 races? Or Valtteri Bottas having 0 points after 23. Like, he's not gonna.
Valtteri not having. I need Valtteri to score 1 point next race. That's it.
I would
Just
love
one.
it. I would love to see it.
Just one.
But
That's
I
all.
think, like, I mean, if you look at it that way, he had 23 chances.
Anyway.
Logan had less. So, and I'm not like a Logan
Are you saying
in
Logan's a better
F1
driver? No,
fan.
just kidding.
No, oh my God, could you imagine? No, but I'm saying like if that's how they're going to look at it and they're going to be like, "Oh, Logan 24th out of 20 a 20 driver championship." Well, Valtteri Bottas, acclaimed
23rd
driver,
in a 20 driver championship.
23rd. So, that's where I'm at with that whole thing 'cause now I'm looking at it and it does have Logan just below Valtteri and he's the last one to not score points because spoiler alert, Joe scored 4 points this week.
Thank God. And all because of that mirror.
Can you explain the mirror? I must have missed that.
I feel like everyone missed it. And this is where this, okay, I don't like this. So the wing, all of us, or not wing, whoa, the mirror fell off Alexander Albon's car. I don't even know what lap it was. It doesn't say, but it
Oh,
just flew
is
off.
this when Lewis and Carlos drove over it and got punctures?
Yes,
Yes.
but it was quite a few laps before it like got hit because it was on the straight when it fell off and it was like in like prime overtaking area, but no one was like overtaking it. Like no one was overtaking on the straight. So the mirror was like
Got it.
fine for the most part. They didn't call a yellow flag to get it out or clean it up. There was no virtual safety car. There was no safety, but nothing. They just like the stewards, the FIA, like they just let the mirror sit there. Valtteri made a move, I think, to overtake or like he, so he left the drive, like the racing line, hit the mirror. There's more debris spread. Lewis and Carlos then got punctures because of it. Valtteri was
Well, and
fine,
that
I think.
caused Lewis to go into the pits and speed in the pit lane.
Yeah, because of the puncture. And
Because
like,
of the power. Yeah.
and I mean, Carlos didn't speed, but Lewis did. We're all over the place. Anyway, but like, my thing is, that is on the stewards for not getting the mirror, like, not calling it to like get the mirror out of the way. Like, that
Well, did
is a
they see
hazard.
it? Like,
But they did.
they did see it?
Or
Okay.
like, because they had a camera on it, and then it was a few laps later when it like caused chaos.
Okay, got
So
it.
like, we knew about the mirror, and like, there
Right.
are marshals all over the track. Someone
Yeah.
should have seen the mirror. No,
Yeah, that
nothing
makes
was
no
called for
sense.
it. And so now you're going to give a penalty to Lewis, who got a puncture because of the mirror and sped in the pit lane because he couldn't slow down. And the most ridiculous penalty, might I add, for that kind of situation. I love a drive-through penalty. I'd love a drive-through penalty. Not called for in this situation. We
Well, I'll also say that Lando's stop and go was weird
Yes.
because,
Also
okay, sorry, let's stop. We gotta go back.
going back, okay.
We gotta go back. Okay, so we had Esteban Franco's day ruined. Shortly after that, Lance gets a 10-second penalty for pushing Alex off the track.
That's my boy.
That's your boy. Shortly after that, they just retired Lance's car.
Yes.
So,
But he has
just
to serve the
honestly,
penalty first, and then they retired the
yes.
car. Otherwise, he would have had to take the penalty at this upcoming race.
Right. And you know what? I saw a radio message from Fernando too this weekend where he was like, it's the same fucking issue for
There
2 years on the straight.
three cars that passed him on the one straight, car after car after car. Like, Alonso couldn't do anything. It's a
They're so
like,
bad.
this car was so bad.
They're so
And
bad.
listen, Alonso, I'm not saying Lance is the best driver. I know he's not. But Alonso, he's a damn good driver. He can't do anything with that car.
Yeah.
Like, they were
Yeah.
screwed this weekend. They've been screwed for the last 6 months. Like, they can't do anything.
Yeah, it was bad. Shortly after that, well, shortly it happened before, but it then came out that Lewis did get a penalty for a false start. He jumped the start. That is three false start penalties in the second half of our season this year, and I don't recall seeing one last year.
I don't remember seeing any last year. I mean, I'm
Period.
sure there was one last year, but like, I feel like these last ones have been not back to back, but like, we've seen quite a
In
few
quick
of them.
succession,
Yeah.
yeah.
And
Weird.
that's weird for Lewis too. Oscar had a
Yeah.
false start. Lando, I think, had the false start.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton, 7-time world champion, had a false
Weird.
start. I don't know.
Weird.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that was odd. And then Lando under the yellow flag.
Okay, did you see the video of it though?
I did.
The F1 posted a video of the yellow flag that Lando didn't slow down when he saw. But F1, the Instagram account, had to slow down the video so you could see when the yellow flag turns on as Lando is passing. So it's like, if you need to slow down the video to make sense of it, like, this driver is going how fast? And it just turns on like a millisecond before he passes it, and you're gonna give him a penalty because he didn't see it in time. I don't know. And like, I get it. That's also on the engineers for communicating to their drivers, like, yellow flag, slow down.
Right.
But I feel like where Lando was at in that moment, it would have been like very, very, very hard for him to see it in that quick second and take action to slow down.
Yeah, that's fair.
That being
Is
said, I
it a
understand.
penalty by the rule book? Yes. Was it deserved of a stop and go? Absolutely not.
No.
That is on his engineer to be in his ear to watch for a penalty coming through, but that also was Christian immediately going to the FIA and saying, "Hello, did you see that?" Like he does so
I
well.
think it was Max
Well,
that
Max
said
called it
something.
out, and then he got on the radio with Christian, and then Christian was like, "Okay, I'll take it to the FIA."
But
So,
I'm sorry, stop and go. Like, I'm not saying a
a
drive-through would have been
10-second
better.
stop and go is essentially a 35-second penalty.
That's what they said with this track.
That's what
35
they said.
second penalty.
That's the amount of time that it takes to slow to come into the pits, to stop for 10 seconds, and to exit the pit lane at the correct speed. 35 seconds.
35 seconds, which cost him a podium at least for sure. He would have finished second. He not saying he was close to fighting Max for first, but like he was up there. Like he was in contention. Like he could have
He
had a
was a
really
yellow flag away from fighting, though, because that happened when the grid closed up and Lando was right behind Max again.
Exactly.
So,
So
under
that's
safety car
I kind of thought
conditions.
we were gonna get a fight to the finish with that yellow flag, but then no, Lando Norris had to go in for the penalty. 35 seconds, absolutely uncalled for. I feel like in that situation, you take a 5 second or a 10 second penalty, and then like you just pray to God that you build the gap from the driver behind you at that point. And that's what so many drivers and like teams will call for, or like, yeah, you have a 5 second penalty, just build the gap. And so I don't know, like I'm you've been watching F1 for a year longer than I have, but I have never heard a draw like a that penalty called before since I started watching. Same with the drive-through penalty, and we've talked about drive-through penalties because they do it in IndyCar a lot, but we always say they never do it in F1. They should do it in F1. They did it, but not for the right situation. You know what I mean?
And I don't know what the right situation is. That's the thing. Like, we were texting. I don't know if you're in that conversation with Caitlin and Josh this weekend. They were like, I think Caitlin said, it would be good if you guys made a video explaining like why drive-through penalties make sense in IndyCar, but not so much in F1. And Josh was like, but they do make sense. And she was like, yes, but not for the situation. So I don't know when they do make sense, but you're giving a drive-through penalty is a 25 second time penalty. So the crime has the punishment has to fit the crime. It cannot just be simply because he's missing a yellow flag or like it needs to be something worse that you have to think about it that way. You're penalizing for 25 seconds at this track. It's between 20 to
I think
usually
that,
20 to
yeah.
25 seconds depending on the track. So that's where I'd like to talk more about it. I'm not as informed.
I
It
think I'm
didn't make
gonna.
sense.
I think I'm gonna reach out to our friends at IndyCar and say like how like when do you often see a drive-through penalty? And then like we could try to make a video explaining it because I see it in ovals a lot. Like it happens in ovals. But I don't think either penalty was called for. I don't think Max's one place penalty was called for. I don't know why they didn't pick up the mirror that fell on the ground. I have so many issues with this race. And I get it, there's a new race director in. It's not the race director that makes the calls, but he's there when it happens. It's like this, it's the stewards that make
The
these calls.
stewards.
And so they were talking, like the commentators were like, the stewards voted on this. Like they all came to unanimous decision that this is a fit penalty. Like who is sitting in the back of the room flipping through the rule book, being like, you know what we haven't done in a hot minute? Stop and go penalty. How about let's give that a try? Do you want to like
Well,
I
I'll what I've seen some discourse about, and it's actually a longtime listener of ours, Kevin, who pointed this out to me, was that it essentially looks like it was the FIA's decision to extend the Constructors' Championship for one more week. Because if McLaren outscores Ferrari on this weekend, they got second place in the const or first place in the Constructors. Ferrari needed to outscore McLaren, and they did. And they would not have if Lando finished on the podium because Carlos was a little further back, and they were consistent, but they weren't podium. Well, Carlos was on the podium, but
No, Charles
holy
was.
shit, where am I at? Charles was on the podium. Carlos was a little further back. So they were consistent, but they weren't
But
like
it
at the
would
very
have been a
top.
McLaren 2-3. I didn't even think about the constructors.
Kevin said
Which
it,
would
and I
have.
was like, well, that makes sense. And this is where you can get into the conversation about Formula One being a teensy tiny little bit corrupt sometimes.
Oh, well, you see this. This isn't just Formula One. This is all major sports. That I've read about this with like the NFL before. Like they'll keep or even any
Well, I what I know.
NHL. I know that NHL, when you make it to the playoffs, it's you need to win 4 out of 7 games, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Hannah should be the one
No,
explaining this,
you're
but I'm gonna
right.
give it a
Four to
try.
seven games, four times. 16 wins you the champion, the Stanley Cup.
So I've heard that there are times when like they want to keep the championship going, like the playoffs going, and so the refs might make some calls to like favor another team so that we get game five, six, or seven. And
Yes,
so
no,
it
you're
doesn't
right.
end on game four. So we see this in other sports. It's not just Formula One, but I like that would not
I
shock me.
read a whole book about match fixing in English Premier League soccer. In soccer, it's huge because the betting is huge. That is a conversation that we cannot get into. Match fixing and like sports fixing, that's just
But it
something
happens.
we it does happen. And this is all alleged, obviously, but it does look weird. And I'm saying that because
No.
this shit is bigger than you or I.
My foot just fell asleep.
Oh.
That's why I made that face.
No, I'm just explaining that like match fixing is bigger than you or I will ever understand. The millions and millions and millions of dollars that people bet and have pay people off and threaten people, threaten their families. Like it's just insane.
I've watched
So,
that documentary about it, about that basketball ump ref, whatever.
yeah.
Anyway, like, so
That one was very good.
this is bigger than anything. So could it happen in Formula One? Definitely, allegedly, but definitely.
Allegedly, it just looks weird. It looks like that penalty didn't fit the crime. And as a result, we have an extended constructors championship. Now, I did see FanApp posted it. I didn't hear it on the broadcast. David Coulthard did say after the race or during the race, I'm actually not sure.
That
I'm
quote about,
confused.
yeah.
Yeah. He said, I'm confused, gentlemen. I've been around this sport for 30 years and it doesn't fit the crime. Clear yellow. No one in danger. No marshals there. Some penalty, yes, but 10 seconds and essentially 35. That's what he said. It's just confusing.
Yeah, we're all confused. None of us understand. All of them in the commentators booth, they're all like, this doesn't make any sense. Like all of them were talking about like jokingly going to the FIA and writing their own like appeals because it doesn't make any sense. And like the people that are commentating, they well, like DC, he's racing legend. Like it's people that are so immersed in Formula One and motorsports, like they know what's going on. Like they could probably make these calls themselves. And so for to confuse the shit out of David Coulthard to like do a 10-second stop and go penalty. Like, I'm sorry. Like, something's not right here.
We can leave it there because I think we've said enough about what we think is going on,
So the
allegedly.
constructors is extended. And do you think it'll be McLaren taking it or Ferrari?
I don't think it'll be McLaren.
You don't. What's the
I
points
don't.
different right now?
I can get
It's
that
still
for
a
you.
pretty big gap, isn't it? McLaren has.
No, it's not a very big gap. McLaren has 640 points and Ferrari has 619.
21 points separate
That's
them.
21 point separation.
And 8 points separate Lando and Charles and the drivers.
It could have been seven, or sorry, it could have been nine. But Lando gave up his place for Oscar. That's why I'm confused. I'm not gonna lie.
Well,
I understand what.
I don't think they were expecting this to happen. So that's why they were probably like 1 point doesn't make that big of a difference. I
Every
mean, it
point
does
counts.
though.
They should be, their mentality at this moment should be every point counts.
Mind you, this was not on the team. This was Lando's doing.
Yes. And that I didn't know at first. So is it admirable that Lando pays Oscar back? Okay, yeah, he got a lot of shit earlier for not being a good teammate. This is a move that he probably felt he needed to make. Does make him look good. I get it. The amount of points in the constructors doesn't change. McLaren still gets 15 out of that sprint, but
It
every
does.
point counts right now. And if Charles beats out Lando by 1 point next race, what do you think the discourse is going to be?
Well, that's everyone's gonna blame Lando. Like,
Right.
damn. I think McLaren will take the championship.
Okay.
And you think Ferrari will?
I think Ferrari will.
Do you wanna
I
put
hope. Well, I don't
something
actually
on
don't
it?
know that. No. Bragging rights? Is that
Okay, we could do bragging rights.
cool? Okay. What's something that you like from the States that you can't buy in Canada? Do you like Chobani?
I'm gonna send you a photo of candy that you need to
Okay.
bring home for me.
Okay, so Is it expensive?
No, it's like from Target. It's just
Okay.
so good.
So I will pay for your candy if McLaren wins the constructors.
And if Ferrari wins the constructors.
You pay me back for it.
Okay, regardless, I want the candy, but
You win with
either you get
candy.
paid or you don't. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'll say a screenshot. Yuki's comment about the mirror. Did you see it?
The beaver.
I was pissing myself laughing.
Very weird.
No, because that's just, hang on. Guys, I'm gonna read to you what Yuki
Yeah, can
said.
you read the quote? Because I
Yeah.
saw it and I was like, what the heck
What the hell
are
is a
you
beaver doing in the
talking
Middle
about?
East? Asked by motorsport.com if he had seen the mirror, Yuki said, "Was it a mirror? I heard beaver." My engineer said, "There's a beaver, but why is there a beaver in the Middle East? Like, how is it even possible that beaver is in the Middle East?" But okay, maybe there's a surprise with global warming kicking a lot of interesting things in the earth. Love Yuki. I love him so much. And the thing is, he'd be thinking about this during the race, be like, "Beaver? What the hell's a beaver doing in the Middle East?"
You know, he thought about this. That's the funniest part.
Like, how did a beaver get here? Like, where did, like, love Yuki so much. And so the is that picture that I posted in our
Wish he
story
would have
of,
got back on the radio and been like, wait, did you say beaver? So we had that radio message, but we don't. Unfortunately, it was internal dialogue.
I love Yuki so much. A beaver.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Okay, here's a quote. Christian Horner says about Checo, "We will fully support him until the checkered flag drops in Abu Dhabi."
Second that checker flag goes up,
He's
he's out.
done. He's gone. Well,
Could have
because
said we can fully
another.
support him as long as he's a member of our team. Because as long as he's a member of our team, he's one plus one more years. So,
Another one, like so many headlines now, like Sergio Perez looks set to exit the Red Bull team after the season finale in Abu Dhabi. Like all of these headlines are coming out, which just goes against all the headlines last week that were like, "No, I feel safe. I'm confident. Red Bull backs me up. I back them up." And now it's just like, psych. Checo scored 2 points in the last four races.
Zhou has outscored Checo in the last four races.
Not on my bingo card. That
But
blows
it
me.
wasn't on my bingo card that they wouldn't have points to the last till the second to last race of the year either. Like I knew they were going to be bad, but not this bad.
Well, yeah. Sauber's a write-off. They've always been a write-off. Checo's gone. He's gone, right?
He's got to be.
Every week we talk about this. He's
Well,
gone.
we didn't talk about his spin, and as soon as I saw it, that's when I put on our story, like, he can't give us a week off. Like, we're not looking to criticize. He is giving us something that we can't not talk about every single week. And it was him losing complete control of his car. Yes, his hard tires weren't warmed up. He is an experienced driver. That should not have happened. There was nobody around him.
Okay, but did you see the sprint? Hear about the sprint start too?
No.
When the light turned green, Perez hesitated before moving, and Colapinto like overtook him. Like he quite literally, if you watch the sprint start, Checo doesn't react. Like he's just sitting there. And Christian joked about it, looked like he was taking a nap. Like I know we didn't watch the sprint, but I still saw that, and I was like, "Wow! Like what is Checo doing? That's it. Just what's Checo doing? He's not gonna have a seat next year."
He's out to lunch. But I'm still like, who drives for Red Bull?
Liam Lawson.
I don't think so.
Who else?
I just don't think that Liam's proved himself to be capable in that seat quite yet.
Yuki.
And they don't want Yuki.
They
This is
don't
the
want
thing.
Yuki and Red Bull. So who,
So,
if Checo loses his seat at the end of the season, who's going to take the second
to
seat at
be
Red
so
Bull?
honest, if it had to be anyone, I believe it would be Franco Colapinto.
Okay.
There's been rumors about it. There's been smoke, as I like to say. Let's see if there's fire.
Okay. I don't think it'll be Colapinto. But I don't
Okay,
think
what do you
Checo will
think?
have a seat. I think Liam Lawson will take it. And I
Do you
think.
believe that Liam has done enough in these few races that he's been in,
I
though.
think he's done more than Franco. Points wise, he actually hasn't.
He definitely has not.
Points
I was gonna let that slide, but
wise, like he hasn't. But I think Liam's proven himself just in general as a driver that he, I think, would make a better seat in the Red Bull. And also, Liam knows Red Bull. Like, he's still part of that family. And the whole reason why they brought him in was because they didn't want to lose him. If they
you're
didn't want to
right.
lose him, and if they were like, no, we need him, we want to keep him, we want him in the RB, then why wouldn't they just announce an RB contract? They don't have.
Well, at that point in the season, they weren't going to remove Checo from his seat. So, yeah, they had to give him an RB seat.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they just announce an extended contract?
Oh, I see what you mean. I mean, I truly think that these few races that he's been in have been like a test, if that makes sense.
Franco or Liam?
Yeah.
I think Red Bull's looking at Liam, hoping that he can take the seat.
Right,
But
right.
if they're like, we don't think you're ready, then I could see them going to Franco,
Looking elsewhere.
looking elsewhere. But I think they want to give it to Liam before anyone else. I say this like I know. I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
know anything.
no. I think you're right because Red Bull has tried this. Like I said last week, they have tried this. They have wanted it to work out with Pierre. They've wanted it to work out with Alex, and but they've been wanting it to work out for drivers based on. Like, yes, okay, Pierre was at AlphaTauri for a long amount of time. It was probably his time to have a shot at the Red Bull seat.
No, he was Red
But
Bull and then AlphaTauri. Oh, wait. No, AlphaTauri and then Red Bull and then back to AlphaTauri. Right.
yeah. So I just think that like Red Bull has been doing this thing, minus Checo. Checo, different situation. They've been doing this thing where they like have this young driver, they really want it to work out. But like there isn't so much confidence behind the decision, I don't feel. And they've just been like hoping or blindly hoping that like in the Red Bull and being teammates with Max and working at the top team, that they'll like rise to the occasion or something. But I
Yeah.
think they need to realize that what you see from the drivers when they're not at Red Bull is indicative of how they will be when they're at the top team. And if that is inconsistencies, sometimes disappointing outcomes or, you know, just inexperienced mistakes, those will continue. It's not that they will just like get to Red Bull and all of a sudden the mistakes that they've made previously. And I this is the same thing with Franco. Like I'm thinking this, but I'm thinking of how Red Bull thinks of these things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Franco's made quite a few mistakes in a row. And even on this race
That's
here,
what I just said, Emma.
yeah. Well, yeah, so
Yeah.
like so then they're
Because
get their hopes up
I'm
with
thinking of
Franco.
how they think of things,
So then they should
which is
see.
they overlook.
Yeah.
They overlook. And because Franco is also have, so I see what you mean. Like, why wouldn't they take Liam then? You could make a case for both, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, hey.
I just think that like for both of those drivers would be a gamble at Red Bull Racing. At the top team, as a team at a Max Verstappen.
Okay, so if Liam or Franco off the table, who else would go? If Red Bull realizes we cannot put these two young drivers in the Red Bull, who would they put in the
And
Red
they
Bull?
don't want Yuki. Like, it's not that we don't want to talk about Yuki. It's just that
They don't want
historically, we
Yuki.
don't want Yuki. I don't know.
Fucking K-Mags,
Who's in
like
their driver academies? Like, I don't even know who's.
Valtteri, like I don't know.
I saw some crazy article last week about Daniel Ricciardo going back, and I was like, don't put us through this. Don't do it.
Could you imagine if that news drops? Like, they don't want Franco to take the Red Bull seat. Liam Lawson's not ready. Who do we have but our trusty little honey
Like,
badger?
I guess it makes sense. That's the thing.
If I were, but like, that would be Danny going back to his ex for like
I
a
know.
third time.
No, you're right.
He
You're right. It's
can't.
toxic X. It's the you up text. I get it. I get
can't.
it.
He can't do it. For his sanity, he can't do it.
I don't want him to do it, but he might do it if they called.
Well, because
I
it's a
think he'd
toxic
think about it.
ex. Like, Danny's in
I think
love
they'd
with
think
them
about it.
still.
Right.
He'd be stupid to say he would be stupid to say no, but all of us would want him to say no.
Yes, I
I don't know, actually. I feel like there would be a lot of people that would be like, put Danny in. This is Danny's chance. Like, I feel like we're just on the mindset where we're like, this is stupid for Danny. But he's got so
Yeah.
many fans, and he did
Yeah.
have a really good run with Red Bull that
Yeah.
I'm sure even people within Red Bull itself are like, should we call Danny up again? See what he's up to next year? Like, anyone have Daniel's numbers still? Like,
Anyone know how to reach Daniel Ricciardo as if they don't see him everywhere on
maybe.
social media? I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know who's in Red Bull Driver Academy right now. Yeah, obviously they have drivers in their Driver Academy.
Thank
They're
you.
one
They
of the most
have
accomplished.
drivers, but like, are any of them ready to take on a Red Bull seat? Probably not. I mean, I could see Ayumu Iwasa doing it, truly.
That's the only name. Yeah, that's the only one I could see.
I'm pretty sure he's got some good stats behind him, from what I know.
Well, I'm not going to get into it again. I literally cannot. But like, why did they not consider Carlos further?
Maybe 2026. No, 2027.
Maybe. You
Because
know what?
Williams. We
No.
don't know.
No,
Contracts
because
don't mean
contracts mean
anything.
shit.
Drivers don't mean anything to these teams. Throw them out. Bring them back. Who cares? Put me in the car. I'll win. Like, what does it matter at this point? Who cares? 20 driver lineup? Nope. 24. Just kidding. 22. Like, what's, like,
I'm
who
like,
cares?
where did that other team come from, Emma?
2026, GM Cadillac.
No, I know you said 24 drivers.
Because it was a 24 driver lineup with all the freaking drivers we had this year.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
How many
Yeah.
drivers are we going to
Yeah.
get next year? 30 with all the freaking, I don't know. I can't keep up anymore. It doesn't matter. Here's an idea. Give them all go-karts. I'm done. I don't care. Formula E starts this weekend. That's what I'll be watching.
It does. Yes, it does. I'm really excited actually because I have a lot of schoolwork due this week, but on the weekend, I get to just kick back and watch some motorsports again because I miss FE and I miss IndyCar a lot.
Well, IndyCar's
So,
not back.
no, I know, but I'm just
Okay.
missing not Formula One. I'm over the season, I
I'm over
think.
the season. I don't care anymore.
I always get like this at the end of the season. I always get like this.
Well, I got like this at the end of last year's season, and then I got to the point when Drive to Survive came out. I was like, I don't care. Like, I've seen this season, I'm done. I didn't finish
Never
watching this
even
season of
finished
Drive to
it.
Survive. Nope, me neither.
I never finished it. That's why I started rewatching Drive to Survive because I was like, damn, I just never watched season six.
Yeah.
And I probably should. Also, you know what I sh also should watch when I finally finish all my schoolwork? The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Do you want to know
Because
why?
Joseph Newgarden made an appearance because the Housewives were at Thermal Club when we were there.
I was going to say, because we may have made an appearance,
Never
Emma.
mind. Well, my best friend, I guess, watched the episode and texted me it. So I would have known if we made an appearance because I think he already saw the episode. Or maybe he saw a picture that was posted. I don't really know. I don't know if the episode's new
Would
or
he have
what.
had the eye to look in the background to see you, me, or Boston at what we were wearing, you
I don't
know?
know, probably not. But he was like,
I
why
feel like
didn't you call me at the time and tell me that a housewife was there? And I was like, I don't know what any of these women look like. I don't know the show. I don't know the show at all. All I know is
I
Running with
only
the.
know because I
I.
saw
Oh
them
my
roll up.
God. As if, speak of the devil, that best friend just texted me. That's so funny.
I only know because I saw the vehicle roll up and I saw them come out of the car. And I didn't know who it was at first because I don't watch Salt Lake. I watch Jersey and Beverly Hills and New York. But I think I'm going to have to watch Salt Lake just to see.
See, I don't watch it. I don't know it. I did run into Caitlyn Jenner and she interrupted my conversation, which I
That is
will
true.
never live that down. Like, I don't have any. That's just, she's so tall. Anyway, watch it. Let us know if we're in the background. Joseph Newgarden makes an appearance, obviously, because it's Joseph
It was
Newgarden.
weird. That was a weird spot for them to be filming. I'll say it.
I think it was like a celebrity thing. Like, they just wanted to bring in famous people. Like,
I get it. It's marketing for IndyCar,
they had so many influencers there.
but it didn't make sense. Like, it just didn't make sense.
Where is Salt Lake City? Is that in Utah?
Yes.
Is Utah kind of close?
Kind of close. Yeah.
So maybe, like,
I get it. It just, that's, look, you're trying to convince me that the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City just thought, oh, that's where I want to go. I want to go to Thermal Club
oh, well,
to watch
no.
IndyCars.
Like,
Cars.
All of it's.
That's just not the truth, Ellen.
No, Ellen, it's not the truth. That's not what happened.
I'm sorry, my friends and I say that to each other, and it's making it into my everyday vernacular because I now say that's the truth, Ellen, and that's not the truth, Ellen.
I get it. I get it. I respect it.
If you get it, it's funny. If you don't get it, you're like, why are you calling me Ellen?
What did I said in an email the other day, like, because I talk about like guest rooms and stuff for my job. I put, please let me know if you're holding space still. And all
Oh,
I could
yeah.
think of was like holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. And so I laughed out loud, and no one at my work understood. And I was really sad about it.
I get it. But I also didn't know why it was a big thing. Because, so Lululemon, when I worked there, they had their own language pretty much. So we used to always say, like, what are you holding space for today? Like, what should we hold space for as a group? Like, that used to be something that we said all the time. So when it started being used more, I was like, oh, Lulu slang is making it into everyday slang. No,
No.
that's a wicked thing. So now I'm like, wow.
Lululemon, Wicked, two
Yep.
very different things.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I do sometimes use that in an unironic way, but now it will forever be associated with Wicked, which have you seen it?
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay, I won't say anything.
It's my, I really am excited, but it's like it's gonna be a little treat for me, I think, on the weekend once all my heavy schoolwork is out of the
You're
way.
not allowed to watch it until you're done.
Pretty much.
But we can talk about how it is a sad day, or it will be a sad day if you're an F1 Swiftie, because the last concert for the Eras Tour takes place on Sunday, and the last
Yeah, you're
race
right.
of the season is on Sunday.
I
And
didn't even think of that.
I am like not like okay, F1, I'm ready to say goodbye. But like also F1 consumes so much of my life that like I don't know what to do with myself during the off season. And like the Eras Tour, watching all these clips, watching everything, like the Eras Tour is all I care about. I haven't
Yeah.
gone, I won't go, but it's all I care about, and it's like what my social media is. So I'm gonna go from everything to nothing. And I know I'm not the only one that feels like this. Like you probably feel like it. I
I
know
do.
fan behavior, they're also F1 Swifties. And so what are we supposed to do? I'm supposed to find a new hobby?
We should propose to fan behavior and
Fail
fandom.
GP. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Enough.
Sorry.
I was going to say we should propose to fan behavior and fan app to get that like trivia thing going again, like they did last year around the holidays, where they did like video trivia, like our podcast plays against their podcast type deal. And we need something to fulfill the voids in our lives that inherently will exist once the Eras Tour and Formula One are over. I think we should do that. Also, after we are done recording this right now, I'm going to Target to try to buy the book.
Can I send you the candy that I want?
Yes. Because I was out of town on Black Friday when it came out. So it very well may not be there. But if there is one, I wasn't going to get it. I really wasn't. But
Feel like you
the
got
amount
it.
of stuff I've seen, I'm like, damn, I think I need it.
I think you need it.
I know.
Hang on. I'm
I
looking
think.
for the candy before I forget.
What is it called?
I
Do you
don't
know?
know what it's called.
Don't know what it's called. Okay.
But I think it's the Target brand. What's the
Oh,
Target
okay.
brand called?
Good and Gather.
Good and Gather Blue
Is it the
Candy.
candy straws?
Yes.
The watermelon blueberry ones?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. I keep those stocked in my apartment.
I can't find a photo of them, but like you'll know it when you see it. I
The blue
need,
and teal ones.
yes, I need a few packages of those.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I love them.
Amazing. They're so good. Great.
Anyone
So
who has not tried the Good and Gather watermelon blueberry filled candy straws, oh my God.
life changing. When I went to the States last, I only got two packs because I was like, that's fine. That's all I need. I ate them on the plane.
Was that with me? That's
No,
probably why
that
you
was when I
bought
was
them.
last in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
I wish I'd have bought more.
What an odd coincidence that you found them too, because those are they've been a must for me since like Indiana. I think I tried them.
Oh, they've been a must for me for like a few years because one of my friends like is obsessed with them, so she got us all to try it. And now whenever anyone goes to the States, we always bring them back.
Yeah. That's
And I don't
fair.
have any. We'll just become candy connoisseurs. Connoisseurs? Is that the
We
word?
can start a we can start like a candy.
Oh my God. Hang on. This is on topic. I'm sorry. I'm screaming. Do you remember that email that we got? I posted it on our story and it was
Yes.
like, hang on,
I know what
guys,
you're talking
this is
about.
the funniest thing in the entire world. Bear with me for a second while I find it.
I was literally about to board a plane to Toronto and I got this email and I could not stop laughing.
It was the funniest email in the entire world, and we never mentioned it. Okay, it said this: "Hey, Track Talk, I recently came across your Instagram page, and I was really impressed by the unique content you provide. Your podcast, Track Talk, features two gals discussing a range, of topics related to fitness, nutrition, and other aspects of track and field. I appreciate the effort to provide valuable information and insight to your audience. Keep up the great work. We'd love to whatever, like you know, like a fake partner spam. Anyway." Put that on her story, and then people responded to it and was like, "You guys should just do every track." So,
I saw that. Track and field.
track and field. There's another one, like music tracks, track like as in like, so, like song tracks. There is another one that I can't think of.
You said train
Train
tracks.
tracks. Anyway, maybe that's what we'll do in the break. Is we'll expand to every single track.
I think it's funny that I think we should take it and run with it. The same way that did you see Two Girls One Formula, how someone left a review on their show and said it's two diplomats' daughters, and they took it and ran with it, and it's the funniest thing. And now Kate and Nicole just like they've just like lived into it,
They
like
live it
it's.
up.
And so we should take the fact that like we're nutrition and fitness influencers or whatever. And do like a candy series. I mean,
Everything you need to stay fit and ready to hit the track. The
Some
blue
watermelon
candy
blueberry
straws.
candy straws, exactly.
Oh
Or
my God, I
all the
love this.
Nerds gummy clusters that I consume because I fucking love them. So, yeah.
You guys, stay tuned for this.
So funny.
Need
I
help.
think that's everything. I really don't know though, because
It was
there was a
chaotic.
lot.
It was a lot. It was a mess. Did you see the video that I posted comparing it to Hunger Games?
No.
Okay, I just recently watched Catching Fire again for like the 80th
Catching
time.
Fire is one of my favorite movies of all
You
time.
love Catching Fire. I didn't
It
watch
is
Hunger
the
Games. I just put on Catching Fire because I just love it. Anyway, it reminds me, this whole new race director coming in and making all these new rules. Or new penalties. I get it. It's not the director that does it, but he's the one that calls it. It reminded me of when the new game maker came in after Seneca left.
I was thinking that earlier.
Well, maybe
I
you
was
saw my
literally
video.
thinking. I don't think I did. I was literally thinking race director. That's like giving game maker. It's like, is this Seneca?
Literally. And so when that new game maker came in, Heavensbee, he's like, "We're gonna take everything to the next level. I want
Plutarch,
more
heavens.
assassinations. I want more public whatever. Everyone's screwed. We're gonna throw the victors back into the games." It's just like, okay, chill. And like that's what this new race director was giving.
That's
People
so funny.
agreed.
That's so funny. Maybe I did see it subconsciously or something. I don't know, but I literally, when you were talking earlier about the new race director, I was like, new game maker, more like.
Literally. Anyway, we'll see
So.
what happens in Abu Dhabi. I would not be surprised if another. I'm gonna guess that we're gonna have at least one drive-through penalty.
Really? You think they're just gonna go with it now, hey?
I think so. Okay, that was a recap of the Qatar Grand Prix.
We are tracked off.
Ka-chow for now.